continuing Tofresh and Gimel. So those of us that do Mahadrin and Mimahadrin, so we're lighting more than one flame each night, then all the flames should be made from the same material, i.e. You shouldn't have some oil and some wax. But it says within oil itself, it could be there's not such a kapeda, because you can't necessarily see the difference. But certainly some shouldn't be wax and some shouldn't. It shouldn't be that some are wax and some are oil. Stolen oil, it's tzarech even if it's going to be kosher for Chanukah. Oil which has become os because it's been used for both basr and cholov, it's basr and cholov oil, then it's also to use for Nei Chanukah, and also pashtas it would be basr b'shishim. If a rat is found in oil, then that's considered to be mos, it's disgusting, it's also to use for Nei Chanukah. Wax which has been used by Ovdei Avodah Zarah should not be used. When someone is lighting the wick, then you should not be removing his hand from the wick after he's made the bracha until the majority of the wick, which is coming out of the oil, has taken a light. We pass in the hadlaka isa mitzvah. What that means is that the mitzvah is the lighting. Therefore, once a person's lit in a place where it should, according to the way that things are at the moment, it should remain a light for half an hour. If a person lit like that, even if it went out afterwards through some sort of mistake, then there is no need to relight the candle because you've already performed the mitzvah through the hadlaka. Amikadin, this is true even on Erev Shabbos, where it will work out, even on Erev Shabbos, where you've lit, let's say, a few minutes before hadlaka seniris, and then let's say, 1 minute later it goes out. If in theory you could still relight it, and the mice is still before Shkia, Meikadin, once you've lit it and it's gone out, you do not need to relight it again. Although, we do say Avada, it is better on Erev Shabbos to relight it. So the same thing would apply, that if a person lights the candles, and then he goes back in order to try and fix it, in order to make it better, but ends up blowing it out, ends up making it go out, he doesn't need to relight it. However, if a person puts out the mezid within that first half an hour, then he's chayev to relight it, but without a bracha. The maisa, it's roi lahachme, it's befitting for a person to be machme in all cases, if it goes out within that half an hour, to relight it without a bracha. And as we mentioned, especially if it goes out on Erev Shabbos before the time of Hadlok Saneris, as in Hadlok Saneris Shabbos. And in fact, there's a chiddush here that even if a person's already accepted Shabbos, so for example, let's say Zman Shabbos is at 10 to 4, and a person lights at 20 to 4, and then he lights his Neir Shabbos straight away. But he's been Mekabel Shabbos. Really, there's another 5 minutes still until Shabbos. And in that time, his nearest Chanukah go out. Then he can tell his friends to light it for him, as long as his friend has not yet been Mekabel Shabbos.